Epilogue.
To murder.
Jack raised his cut crystal wine glass for a toast, the light from the chandeliers overhead reflecting off the glass in brilliant sparks of light.
Murder? John asked from across the table. That's a funny thing to toast to.
Well, if it wasn't for murder, we all might not be sitting here together tonight. It was true, Lexi thought, looking around the table. Chastine's murder had brought her and Jack back together, and the investigation had caused John and Cassie to keep bumping into each other in a way that never would have happened otherwise. "Hear, hear," she said, raising her glass. The four wine glasses met in the middle of the table. Wine sloshed as they clinked together, the sound drowned out only by the laughter of the people holding the glasses. Lexi felt the contented, warm glow of happiness, which comes when things are going just right. She looked around the table. The fine linen, fancy china, and glittering silver were nice to look at, but nothing compared to her three best friends who she shared the table with. Jack was to her left, John Darling to her right, and Cassie across from her. Behind Cassie, she could see the lights from the restaurant sparkle on the water of the falls. She looked down at her plate of prime rib, garlic mashed, and green beans, and felt truly blessed. "Did you guys hear? It looks like there is going to be a wedding after all," Lexi said excitedly. Across the table, she saw Cassie's eyes grow wide, darting from Lexi's face to her left hand. Lexi laughed. "Not me, silly. Xavier Tolliver. He's going to marry Trixie. And the best part is, he's hired us to do the catering. So we'll get all the money we need for the kitchen equipment after all." "That's wonderful," Cassie said. Then turning to Jack, she asked, "What's going to happen to Candace now?"
"She'll probably get off with just a slap. She wasn't actually involved in the murder, and Bronson has hired the best lawyers to represent her."
"Well, I'm just glad we caught the real killer, and he'll be spending a lot of time in jail. It turns out he was always the bad boy, not Bronson, like everyone thought. In fact, Bronson took the fall for quite a few of the things Blake did,"
John said. "I'm glad Bronson and Candace ended up together. She's kind of nice once you get to know her. I hear she moved into the Tolliver mansion. There may be a second wedding in the works." Lexi winked at Cassie. "I hope we get the catering job for that one, too."
"I'm glad the whole thing is solved, and you girls won't have to put yourselves in danger by investigating any more murders."
Jack slid a sideways glance at Lexi. Lexi smiled at him above a forkful of potatoes. She thought about the investigation. Sure, it was a bit dangerous, but she liked putting together the clues, and it was fun working with Nans and the Ladies' Detective Club. In fact, the ladies had asked her to help them out with a few other mysteries they had on their plate. She was considering it. This investigation stuff was kind of a fun hobby.
"Right, Lexi?"
She looked up to see Jack looking at her with his brows raised. "What?"
"You won't be getting involved in any more murder investigations, right?"
Jack prodded. "Oh, right," she said. Focusing her attention on her steak, she deftly avoided eye contact. Not that she was lying or anything. She didn't plan to get involved in any more murder investigations. At least, not tonight. The end.